As is well known, every school and parish has a newsletter or a parish bulletin, painstakingly composed and impressively presented by the parish or school secretary. However, English, as we all know, is a curious language. Words need to be put together in a very orderly way. A misplaced word, a typographical error, or an omitted punctuation sign can lead to amusing results that at times can be even hilarious. Here are some examples from actual newsletters. I repeat, from actual newsletters. This afternoon, there will be a meeting in the south and north ends of the church. Babies will be baptized at both ends. Wednesday, the Ladies' Liturgy Society will meet. Mrs. Johnson will sing, "Put Me in My Little Bed," accompanied by the pastor. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Mrs. Johnson to come forward and lay an egg on the altar. English is a very curious language. My dear brothers and sisters, my message this evening can be framed in just one sentence. Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark. Rabindranath Tagore is hailed as the Leonardo da Vinci of India. He was a poet, writer, and humanitarian, and the first Indian to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature for the key role he played in the Renaissance of modern India. But he was most widely known for his poetry. This is his masterful definition of faith. Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark. What a perceptive insight. Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark. In spite of the pitch darkness that precedes dawn, the birds instinctively know that God will unfailingly send the dawn that will usher a new day. Such is their implicit faith in God. And so, with trustful confidence and joyful anticipation, the birds burst forth in a jubilant song to greet the dawn. Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark. Such was the faith of our Blessed Mother at the wedding feast in Cana. Sensing the crisis, Mary realized that something had to be urgently done, and the only one who could do it successfully, even miraculously, was her son, Jesus. And so very secretly she crept up to Jesus and whispered into his ear, "They have no wine." That was a statement, not a question, not a request. They have no wine. Jesus had not formally begun his official ministry, but he could not turn down the request of his dear mother. And knowing full well that Jesus would unfailingly help, Mary moved to the waiters and instructed them, "Do as he tells you." Such was the ardent faith of our Blessed Mother. Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark. My dear brothers and sisters, if I may be permitted to be personal, 45 years ago, I was a chaplain to the largest hospital in South Australia, the Flinders Medical Centre. On one night, around 1:30, I remember being called by the nurse who said to me, "Father James, please come immediately. There is an emergency." Upon my arrival, the nurse ushered me into the neonatal unit and introduced me to the distraught mother. I learned that the little infant was born prematurely, 2 months prematurely, and the chances of survival were slender, even though, from the human standpoint, the best was being done for her. But the heart of that mother was in her child, and she would like anything. She would move heaven and earth in order to get a miracle. When I introduced myself to the mother, she was very thankful. And she said to me, "Father James, I thank you sincerely for coming at my request. I am so pleased to see you. But let me tell you honestly, Father, that I am not a Catholic, that I have no faith, that I do not believe in God, that I do not practice any religion, and that I do not even go to any church on a Sunday morning. But please, Father, please save my little child." In that crisis, the mother instinctively knew that only a miracle could save her little daughter. And in spite of what she said to me and her honest confession, she firmly believed that only God could do the impossible through his minister, the priest. In that crisis, I was the only link between her and God. I was so deeply moved by the honesty and humility of that mother that I said to her, "Please do not let that worry you. We are all children of God, the same Father, and God has no favorites. He will save your little girl." My dear friends, as God is my witness, I didn't prepare this. I was taken aback. But in that moment, the mother needed reassurance. And God prompted me to say what I said. "Please do not let that worry you. We all are children of the same Father, and God has no favorites. He will save your little baby." It was as though God were using me as his mouthpiece to reassure her that all would be well. The mother was so heartened that she thanked me most sincerely. Her hope, her latent hope, had been resurrected. Moving over to the bassinet, I trustfully placed my hands over the little infant, and I prayed with faith, trusting in the reassurance of the Lord Jesus, who said, "If you have faith, even though it be as small as a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible to you." Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark. Then, with the nurse's permission, I anointed the little infant on the forehead with the oil, the holy oil, and then on the back of her little palms. Shortly thereafter, I had a brief exchange with the mother. I bid her good night and left. And once again, she thanked me most sincerely. 3 years later, I was an associate pastor in another parish. One morning around 10:30, the secretary came to my office and said, "Father, there is a lady at the door with a little girl, and they want to meet you." I said, "Sure." So I went to the door and I saw this lady with this little girl beside her. And I said, "Good morning. I'm Father James. How can I help you?" And the lady said to me, "Father, I don't expect you to recognize me. But do you remember coming to the neonatal unit of the Flinders Medical Center one early morning to attend to a baby in crisis?" I said, "Yes. I remember it so vividly as though it happened the day before yesterday." And the lady said to me, "Father, that little baby is now 3 years old, and she's right here beside me to say thank you." I looked into the face of that innocent child, and all she did was to give me a lovely smile. But that smile said it all. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father James. Indeed, The age of miracles is not over. For Christ Jesus is our risen Lord and triumphant Savior, and Mary is our devoted mother and constant intercessor with God. Providentially, in this church, we have a constant reminder that Christ Jesus is our risen Lord, triumphant and glorious. The same Jesus who walked the streets of Palestine 2,000 years ago, doing good to all and sundry, that very same Jesus is very much alive and active in your life and mine in 2019. The age of miracles is not over, for Jesus is our risen Lord, and Mary is our devoted mother and constant intercessor with God. What is impossible to man is possible to God. Faith is like the bird that sings to greet the dawn, even when it is dark.